Yet more warnings of the Assembly collapsing over welfare reform. We've been hearing similar threats for some time. The First Minister, Peter Robinson, is now saying Stormont could fall next week if a solution cannot be found.
During the last few days, Ireland has indicated that at least £500 million of cuts would be required to public services. I've said consistently, I maintain the position, that the DUP is not prepared to have frontline vital public services cut to that extent. From that point of view, we would not be offering that budget to the executive and to the assembly. We would not support it. Clearly, in those set of circumstances, you would not have a budget for Northern Ireland, and the government would be forced to intervene at that stage.
In that scenario, would you resign as First Minister?
Well, I don't need to resign at that stage because there would be no funds for the Assembly to proceed. But very clearly, I see no advantage in us resigning for the purposes of having an election, because nothing changes by the election. Though, given what happened a few weeks ago, we would be quite content to have an election. But we'd still have all the exact same problems after the election. And we would not form a government after such an election until the UK government had stepped in and legislated in this area.
So Peter Robinson says if the welfare bill isn't passed, he will ask the government to take back welfare powers. And Good Morning Ulster earlier, the Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, won't be drawn on whether she will do that. But she did have this to say.
We either have a situation where, you know, very, very serious reductions in spending in departments like health and education are having to be made, and possibly at the same time, we have a dysfunctional Northern Ireland executive with crucial decisions on spending taken out of the hands of politicians and given to civil servants. Yes, of course, the institutions could limp on for a bit, but they would become increasingly dysfunctional.
Well, Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy's with us this morning, as is Sammy Wilson from the DUP. Morning to you, Conor.
Morning, Sinn.
Morning. Morning, Sammy.
Morning.
Good morning. So, Conor, it's D-Day. We're at the brink now. Are you going to implement welfare reform or not?
Well, we said yesterday it was a mistake to try and bring this to a head next Tuesday. There isn't an agreement as yet in relation to welfare. We want to reach an agreement. The paper that was circulated last week to the parties was one which we were waiting on since the week before Easter to come from the DSD minister, and we need to try and resolve these issues. The main crisis facing us is not around this issue, it is around the cuts to the block grant and the promised deeper and faster cuts that the British government and Teresa Villiers told us in Stormont House that we'd be facing eye-watering cuts on the other side.
So you don't see this as a crisis? The First Minister is talking about the Assembly collapsing within a week, and you don't see this as a crisis?
Are making is that the crisis is one which is a collective one between ourselves and the British government. The executive parties is probably between the other devolved institutions and the British government in relation to their plans. And why the First Minister has decided to create a crisis within the executive and within the Assembly on this issue is a mistake, when we should be actually exploring ways to present a united front, exploring options. And we have an outstanding request, not only for a five-party leader meeting on this issue, but also a request from Scotland for a tripartite meeting between ourselves,
so
ourselves and Wales.
Let's
discuss ways forward. And in the middle of this, Peter Robinson appears to have been trying to create a crisis in the executive and in the Assembly itself.
Let me try to get you to make this absolutely clear. The DUP intend to bring this welfare bill in front of the Assembly next week. Will your party vote it down?
As it currently stands, we will indeed, and we will seek a petition of concern to ensure that it won't go ahead, and that will require the support of other parties. The paper, as I say, that we received last week, and we're still waiting on further papers from the DSD Minister, is one we've been waiting on since before Easter. It dilutes some of the agreements we thought we had with the DUP in relation to these matters, and so we want to see these issues resolved. We want to see vulnerable people protected, and we want to see the parties in the Assembly and in the Executive come together and take a united stand to try and offset what is clearly coming down the track of this, which are cuts which would absolutely decimate our public services and put vulnerable people in a very difficult position.
Well, Sammy Wilson, there you have it. They're voting down the bill next week. So what happens after that?
Well, first of all, I hope that good sense will be seen in the Assembly next week. That Sinn Féin can vote against the welfare bill and can be fairly ineffective in doing that, because the majority of parties in the Assembly actually want the welfare bill to go through with all of the amendments which we have made. And don't forget, the concessions were actually bought by the DUP, not by Sinn Féin, who have sat in their hands and simply been petulant because they want to oppose Tory cuts. We actually did the hard fighting for the protection of the vulnerable in this, and I believe that the majority of the Assembly members will vote in favour of the bill. The question is, can they get anybody else, because they can't do it themselves, to join in a petition of concern? If they can't, then it will go through, and the crisis, which the budget crisis...
But, Sammy, they still appear equally opposed to welfare reform.
The budget crisis, which is going to, was going to face us, and we were going to have to deal with in a couple of weeks' time, will be avoided. That's the first thing. The second thing is this, that there's been no dilution at all of the agreement which was made between Sinn Féin, the other parties at Stormont, and the government.
Well, here we go. Sinn Féin says there has been. So you're saying black and they're saying white again.
Well, the thing is, the facts are on our side on this one, because the amount of money which Sinn Féin agreed with the government at Westminster and the other parties before Christmas, not one penny has been lost from it. The groups who were to be to be protected, adults who had disabilities, children with disabilities, families with children who were long-term sick, have all been protected.
So what are you talking about, Conor Murphy, then? Where's this coming from you?
I'll tell you what...
Let him tell you, Sammy.
Right. Well, no, of course, you're not going to get the truth from him.
Well, let's ask him. Let's give him an opportunity. Conor Murphy, where's the change been made? Where's the disagreement?
What's going to happen down south to their popularity.
Okay, Conor Murphy.
There seem to be supporting measures like this in Northern Ireland.
Conor Murphy, you say they've welched on the deal. How and where?
Well, let me explain this clearly to you. The deal, there was four parties were prepared to sign up to a deal in Stormont, in which the level of protection afforded to some of the categories that Tommy Wilson has outlined wasn't sufficient. Sinn Féin refused to sign up to that. We then went into a further discussion with the DUP, in which we got a satisfactory resolution in principle to how that would be carried forward. The responsibility for bringing forward schemes to reflect that agreement fell to the DSD Minister. When he brought forward such schemes, they fell short of what we had agreed with the DUP, and we told them that very clearly. They still fall short. And there are still some schemes that we have yet to see reflected and how they would deal
with. So when you told us not too long ago...
We can reach an agreement on these issues. We will reach an agreement with the DUP on these issues. But what I'm saying clearly is to try and preempt a crisis and create a crisis around this issue when the major crisis facing all of us, and not just the Assembly and the Executive, but facing all of the people that we represent, will be the level and the depth of cuts to public services.
You've
and,
said this.
Support for
You've said this. When you told us not so long ago that the £560 million was a deal that you had, £560 million to be set aside over 6 years, is that not enough?
Well, what it clearly has to do is has to protect the people that we talked about. We talked about claimants and we talked about future claimants. And we've been trying to work through a scheme which reflects that. We've been trying diligently to try and come to an agreement on that. We've been waiting on papers.
So how much more money do you want?
Sorry, if you ask me a question, at least...
But I need to know how much more money you want.
No,
above the 560.
How much more money we want. We have said that we want the schemes to reflect the agreement which we reached. The other four parties were prepared to fall short in relation to this. We stood on for a better agreement. We reached that agreement in principle with the DUP. The papers that the DSD minister were to bring forward were to reflect that agreement, and they haven't done that, and we intend to hold them to that.
Right. So do you know
that that's totally untrue. You've got the paper. You know that there's not a penny taken from it. You know that, secondly, all of the groups which were to be protected, and I've listed them, adults with disabilities, children with disabilities, families who have children with long-term sick, and future claimants. All of them are protected in the paper which you've got, with every penny that was agreed included in the sums which have been given to you. And this is a situation...
But you know, Sammy Wilson...
Where Sinn Féin are now prepared to put at risk... And let me spell out why Peter Robinson and Arlene Foster had to do what they've done. That not only are those people going to be put at risk, but all of the other services in Northern Ireland are going to be put at risk, because without implementing welfare reform, Arlene Foster has got to bring forward a budget in 2 weeks' time which has a 5% cut in every department. And that 5% cut will have to be implemented over the last 6 months of the year, which really means that every schools, hospitals, road service, everybody is going to have to find 10% savings after they've agreed their budget. Now, let me just put...
This is scare tactics from you. It's not going to happen.
It's going to happen if we don't get welfare reform agreed, because there's going to have to be that reduction in the budget. Now, that means that schools, for example, who have now got their intake of children for September, who have got a teacher complement, are going to find that they have to have a 10% decrease in their budget for the last 6 months.
This is scare tactics.
That's reality. I'm telling you the sums. Arlene Foster has spelt it out. There will be a £500 million hole in our budget if we do not implement welfare reform. And as a result of that, that's a 5% cut across every department in the middle of a year. Now, you can't do that. It's physically impossible to do that. That's why she has had to insist that this welfare reform proposal is brought forward and that the Assembly will have to agree it.
Conor Murphy, is it still Sinn Féin's position, public position, that no claimants in Northern Ireland will lose out? Is this what you're negotiating still for? That not one existing or future claimant in Northern Ireland will be worse off? Because that's a public guarantee you recently gave. Is that still your position?
Well, what we said clearly all along, I'll answer that first then, and let me go back to further point on the broader budget. Clearly what we've said, that people under the control of the welfare distributed by the Assembly should not lose out. That
Correct.
Includes current and future claimants. And that's what we have said.
And Sammy Wilson, is that affordable in any way, shape or form?
Well, we did reach an agreement.
Conor Murphy knows it's not affordable, and Conor Murphy knows it's not deliverable. Otherwise, why would you do welfare reform? If nobody's going to lose out, you just simply keep going on with the system that you have. Of course there will be people who...
All right, and I want to give Conor Murphy a chance, Sammy, because you've spoken a lot, and I know I brought you back in there.
And the reality is, on this issue... And on the broader issue of the reduction of public finances available to the Assembly, Sammy Wilson agrees with the approach of the government, and he's on record as agreeing with the approach of the government. And that's one of the difficulties that we face here, is that the DUP were prepared to roll over in welfare reform 2 years ago. They voted for a benefit cap in Westminster. They were prepared to roll over it a year ago, and now they want to roll over it again in relation to their approach to the Tories. What we're saying very clearly is the crisis in public finances here are to do with not the prospect of the hole in the budget we have now, which is a difficulty we have to deal with, but the fact that we have lost $1.5 billion out of our budgets over the last number of years, and the prospect in the near future of losing a substantial amount more of that. So when Sammy talks about the difficulties for schools and for health, that is coming down the track of this. The reality is that we need to unite in relation to that. Sammy's on record as saying he supports the approach of the government in relation to that. The DUP are on record as saying that they will sustain the Tory government in power on a case-by-case basis, and this is what they're going to bring to us. And we have to unite together, and we have to explore with the other devolved institutions a way of trying to protect our public services and the most vulnerable people in society, because we
are the difference between you and I.
Services in this part of the world, as are people in Scotland and in Wales, and the people who voted for the Tories in England are.
Conor, the difference between your party and my party is first of all, we went to Westminster and voted against some of the welfare reform cuts. Yes, we supported the welfare cap, and we will still support the welfare cap, but we went to Westminster while you skulked here in Northern Ireland because of your own the dictates of your own party. Secondly, Nelson McCausland and myself went and negotiated the changes with the government, which have meant that we have got a welfare reform package, which is different from other parts of the United Kingdom, which other parts of the United Kingdom are jealous of, and which the Labour Party had said, if they had been in power, it's exactly what they would have implemented. Sinn Féin didn't do it, the DUP did it. And now, having done that, having tried to protect the vulnerable, Sinn Féin want to wreck the whole thing.
We're not bringing
are not protected.
Your
other government departments.
We wish to negotiate this issue out.
Are affected.
This is all about in the storm of negotiations
being afraid in the Irish Republic.
The Alliance and the FDLP
put up their hands.
You're both talking at the same time. We can't hear either of you.
And welfare. This is all about your own internal party politics.
All right, Conor Murphy.
And you're prepared to put it hard to
Conor Murphy, go ahead.
I'm the vulnerable. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Go on, Conor.
Is he finished?
He is.
Thanks. Well, it's nothing to do with that. We have a common approach across Ireland, as we do on every single issue that Sinn Féin as an All-Ireland party faces. The reality is we want to protect people who are vulnerable and who are dependent on these benefits to try and have a modicum of any decent existence in their lives. The reality is that the DUP were prepared to support that. They have stated they are prepared to keep this government in power on a case-by-case basis, even though its promise in terms of our overall budgetary issue is its intent to decimate our ability to provide public services and to decimate our ability to protect vulnerable people in society. And they intend to keep that government in power over 5 years on a case-by-case.
Let me ask you this, Conor. If the Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, does step in and imposes welfare reform over the heads of the Assembly, will that be a resigning matter for Sinn Féin?
Well, we've said very clearly, and the DUP know this, and they knew this before they took this stand yesterday, that that is not acceptable to us. The agreement that we reached in 1998 and every agreement and every negotiation since that has been about trying to bring more power to the Assembly.
Yeah, but what does not acceptable mean? Would you walk?
Make decisions on behalf of the people who represent us to try and best protect their collective interests.
What does not acceptable mean? Would you resign?
We're not in the business of handing power back to Westminster, and we're not in the business of being elected here on a platform. And don't forget, the Tories stood here in 16 constituencies. Now, they stood out of two in order to allow Union's PAC to go ahead, but they stood in 16 constituencies.
I think there's lots of media training going on today, and that the two of you are just constantly talking when I ask a question. So, would you resign from the Assembly? Is it that important for you?
Well, I've said to you that it is not acceptable.
From the executive?
We make that clear, and we have made that clear to the DUP. We will make that clear today to the...
Yes, but does it mean, Conor, that you would huff and stamp your feet, or does it mean
you would resign
from the executive?
Stephen, we are not in the business. Other parties talk about going to Westminster, voting against things, shrugging their shoulders, say, there you go, what can we do now? We have taken our stand, so we just have to accept what's coming our way.
So would you walk from the executive or not?
Parties in the executive. We have said clearly it is not acceptable, and it will not be acceptable for the British government to come in over the heads of the executive, take power and inflict pain.
So what would you do? Let's play this out. What would you do?
Well, we will take a decision if that happens. We're not at that point yet. But I can tell you very clearly we have said...
Must have thought about it.
And we will be saying to the British government that it will not be acceptable to us to come in and take power and use that power to punish vulnerable people in society in order that the Tories can spend billions of pounds in Trident, can give tax breaks to their wealthy friends and to avoid chasing people who have been evading tax for many, many
years. Conor, would the executive be sustainable if Teresa Villiers steps in and implements welfare reform?
I don't think the... As I say, it's not acceptable to us. It's not acceptable to us for a British government to come in and take those powers off and to inflict pain on
you
people.
You see, but you're not too sure if you'd walk away from the executive. It's clear.
Well,
so you might huff, you might stamp your feet, but you ain't walking away from the executive if she does it.
No, I haven't said that we aren't walking away from the executive. All what I've said to you very clearly is there is still a negotiation to be had in welfare. The DUP appear to want to shut that down and preempt opportunity to reach an agreement on this, to bring a crisis into the Assembly. That's a mistake. The crisis is between the Assembly, between the other devolved institutions and the British government, and that's where it should be fought out.
Okay.
They intend to bring it into us. If one of the outcomes of that, and we're into the realms of speculation here, is the British government step in and take powers from us and trying to impose their will on the people that we represent, then that is not acceptable to us.
Well, Stephen, hopefully that will not be the case, because despite the head in the sand approach by Sinn Féin, I believe that other parties, when they look at the package, which is faithful to what was negotiated before Christmas, which has all of the money which was agreed before Christmas, and all of the other changes which Nelson McCausland negotiated with the Department of Work and Pensions to protect the vulnerable, which has ticks all of the boxes of the kinds of people who Sinn Féin and other parties wanted additional protection to be given to, when they see that, I trust that nobody will sign Sinn Féin's petition of concern and that this will go through the Assembly.
Okay.
Don't forget, at least we're lucky at the moment that Sinn Féin don't have 30 members of their own to sign a petition of concern. They need the support of other parties.
Okay.
And I think that other parties will recognise just how the impact which following Sinn Féin's line on this would have, not just on welfare recipients, but also on other services in Northern Ireland.